Sure.
Item 14, consider and take possible action to adopt the automatic cost of living increase for retirees effective April 1st, 2014.
We have the memo from Siegel in your packet. The increase is 2.5% effective April 1st. We want to let the board know, too, that this brought up a bit of a question, because the way their letter is written, it's in retirement status as of April 1st. So we looked into it more. We have always used the retirement date of March 31st here. We found that some other systems use April 1st. We use March 31st. The law reads the same. So this is something that we can go ahead and approve this now, but we will be looking into it in the background as to whether we should change our implementation to March 31st or April 1st.
Can I make the motion?
I have a question first. I have no problem with this, but now as a county employer negotiating with our labor organizations on 2% in the future, does that mean that CICERA does that in the future? What's the difference?
Okay, when you implement a 2% cost of living and there's a 2.5% cost of living, the law allows a bank of that 0.5% to be held for when the CPI does not reach the 2%. So there may be a year when the cost of living is only 1%, and if somebody has a 2%, we would pull from the bank to give them up to the 2%.
So in moving a 2.5%, they only still get 2%.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. They
the
are maxed out.
Goes into the bank.
Yes, if they are at a 2%.
You can actually see that on the last page of the exhibit. So we do actually have an individual who did that too.
One.
So far, but we'll have more. So if you look at page 3 of the memo, if you've even found the memo yet, CPI in column 3 rounded is 2.5%, but they can only get a maximum of 2, which increases their bank by half.
Accumulated carryover.
Okay. So they are limited by the max. Yes.
Jerry had a motion.
Yeah, I want to make a motion to follow the COLA recommendation by Siegel and Company, noting all adjustments to tiers and years of service with COLA banks.
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
On the question of moving the date, I mean, I guess we're not discussing. Are we thinking of agendizing whether to move the date to March 31st?
We're going to get some legal analysis on it first to see.
Would it be a windfall for one or the other?
No, there's a few people that have been retired on April 1st that we may go back and have to give them something. Is that correct?
I would say there. Since we've always advised members they need to retire by March 31st to get the COLA, they do retire by March 31st. The question is, what would happen to somebody who retired on April 1st? And since nobody does that,
there are very few.
So if it was their quarter year birthday and they got a higher factor something like that.
Right.
I'm just kind of giving the boards a heads up that it's something that we need to look at, because it just came to our attention.
Well, should we make the motion effective March 31st, even though the Siegel letter says April 1?
Can we do that here?
I've got no problem with that.
Harvey's shaking his head no.
We haven't had a chance to study this.
Well, yeah, I think we should err on the side of caution and make it March 31st.
On the safe side, make it March 31st, and then if it is April 1st, then and people
in
fall in that situation, we can make adjustments or consider that. Mm-hmm. So for right now, we want.
Okay, I'll amend my motion to include March 31st as the final date.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Okay. Item 15, update regarding the completion of the IRS letter of determination filing and the 2014 CICERA logbook. Karen.
That was completed the filing as directed by the board, and our thanks to all our staff and the Ice Miller firm for helping us in the process. We completed the 2014 edition of the logbook, and it's right here. It's on our website. It's been distributed.